never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Jonathan Waller. He's the managing director of the Everyman Theater in Baltimore. Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
So you've brought two books. I don't want to call them self-help books. They're kind of like self-philosophy books. The first is one by Daniel Quinn. It's called Ishmael. What's that about?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to talk about books that I'm reading, because we were just talking, it's difficult to find time to sit down with a book and read. But when I do, I tend to gravitate towards books that help me answer the question of why things exist, why do I think the way that I do? And it's an insatiable curiosity that I've seemed to have developed here. And Ishmael is one of those books that was handed to me by my brother at a point in my life where I had been in a bubble, I think, of high school and then gone to college. And it was one of those first books, and I'm going to read one of the quotes from the book cover because I think it sums it up nicely. It says, "From now on, I will divide the books I have read into two categories, the ones I read before Ishmael and those I read after."
So it's about a guy who is searching for the meaning of life, you know, the truth in our existence, and he ends up being tutored by a gorilla.
A gorilla, yes. Uh-huh. He ends up answering this ad in a paper that says, you know, this teacher is seeking a pupil, and he really struggles with, I think, the fact that he was drawn to that classified ad and ends up going to this abandoned office warehouse to discover a gorilla that communicates with him telepathically, which, if you can accept that premise, really leads down some interesting roads of how you know, an outside perspective might view our culture, some of the things that we've come to believe, and really asks some probing questions about life. It certainly opened my eyes to a lot of things, and you know.
Yeah. The other one he brought is a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And according to Mr. Ruiz, everything we do in life is based on some sort of agreement that we have made.
That's right. So this is another one of those books that I've stumbled upon, and I think that I am someone who, like most people, struggles with suffering in various forms or one another, and I'm always looking for ways to find happiness, to find love in my life. And this is one of those books that every time I come back to it, I discover something new, and I love its simplicity. It's 100 pages. The four agreements are so simple. It's, if I can remember them, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. Very simple, but whenever I try to, you know, think about that, I end up being a lot happier.
Jonathan Waller, the managing director of the Everyman Theater in Baltimore, he is happily recommending Ishmael by Daniel Quinn and The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Thanks, Jonathan. Good to see you.
Thank you, Tom.
By the way, there's always a lot going on at the Everyman Theater. Their current production is Under the Skin. It's directed by the founding artistic director of the Everyman, Vincent Lancisi. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wypr.org/What Are You Reading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.